This is the Lying Down Yoga CD for mindfulness-based stress reduction. It is a period of slow, gentle stretching and mindfulness practice. You will want to have a yoga mat and something to support your head if lying flat is not comfortable. Some individuals may use a cushion to provide support, and a light blanket is nice for the final pose. You will need about 45 minutes to complete the sequence. Please arrange for uninterrupted time, taking care to unplug. Mindful yoga is a meditation about movement, stillness, and awareness. As we move through the postures, please notice changing sensations in the body and changing emotional states. Let moment-to-moment body awareness guide your practice. It is important that you find the practice edge that is right for you on this day, in this moment, in this posture, fully accepting your experience. Although I will be making suggestions, you decide how far to stretch and how long to hold a pose. Discover your personal limits, work there as long as possible, but do not go beyond them. Listen to the wisdom of awareness as you reach for the appropriate level of challenge. The gentle poses of yoga will release physical and emotional tension and improve flexibility, balance, and strength. Without striving for change, simply commit yourself to doing this practice regularly, and you will find your personal limits expanding. Although it is fine to challenge yourself, if any posture causes intense discomfort, please modify the pose, relax in corpse pose or child pose, or transition to a different posture. This is your body and your practice. If you find that you are unable to do a posture, it may be helpful to simply visualize yourself assuming the pose in as much detail as you can imagine. This will reinforce your intention and awaken mind-body awareness. Many of these poses can be easily modified to be done standing with the support of a chair. Be creative, be aware, and be present. Stay in the moment. While holding a pose, hold the pose. Try not to wander off to the future or to the past. If the mind wanders, or if impatience arises, gently bring awareness back to the breath, to the physicality of the body, to the solidity of the ground beneath you. Return to feeling. Feel the inspiration of breath. Feel the air. Return to your own beating heart. Be grateful to yourself for supporting your deepest intention to be well and to be happy. On the happy note, we will begin in corpse pose. Please lay down on your back if that is comfortable, with the legs 12 to 18 inches apart and the arms alongside the body, with the palms turned up and the feet falling away from each other. Letting your attention rest on the breath in the belly, just let the body settle into the pose. Adjusting the breath, adjusting the posture, tuning into the body to create comfort and support. If lying flat is not comfortable, try bending your knees, pulling the feet toward the buttocks, and letting the knees lean in on each other. Or try supporting the lower back by placing a cushion under the thighs or resting the feet and calves on the chair. When laying down is not possible, modify the postures to standing positions. Rest in standing mountain pose instead of corpse pose. Now we'll do a full body stretch. On the next inhale, circle your arms up along the floor and stretch them overhead with palms facing each other. Flex the toes to the ceiling, stretch the fingers, reach in every direction. Stay here for a full breath cycle or two. And on an exhale, slowly circle the arms back to your sides. Our next pose will be a pelvic tilt. Still lying flat, bend the knees, keeping the feet flat on the floor, about hip distance apart. On an inhale, press down your tailbone and allow the lower back to arch gently. There will be a small gap between your back and the floor. Exhale and gently press your lower back down, feeling the floor underneath you. Repeat with your own breath, creating a gentle rocking motion, tilting up and pressing down. If you are doing this from a standing position, rest the hands on the back of a chair and slightly tilt and release the pelvis with your own breath. Stay present, enjoy the movement, and notice any sensations that arise. On your next exhale, please come to rest, lying in corpse pose. And we'll do another full body stretch. So on your next inhale, circle the arms up along the floor and stretch them overhead with the palms facing each other. Reaching, stretching. And on the exhale, slowly lower the arms back to your side. Our next pose is a single knee to chest pose. Slowly slide the right heel along the floor, bending the knee toward the ceiling as you slide the right foot close to the buttock. Once you are there, raise the right leg and hug the knee toward the chest, holding it there with your hands. Keep holding, paying attention to your breath and the release in the lower back. Now, on your next exhale, supporting the leg with your hand, slowly lower the right foot to the floor. And now we will do the single knee to chest pose on the left side. With the right leg extended straight out, slowly, mindfully, slide the left heel along the floor and lift the left knee to the chest. Holding it there with your hands, hugging your leg, noticing the breath and noticing the sensations in the body. Now, on your next exhale, again supporting the leg with your hand, slowly lower the left foot to the floor and extend it out straight. And we'll take a moment to rest in corpse pose. Our next pose is both knees to chest. One at a time, slide each leg up toward the buttocks. Raise each leg one at a time and hug both knees to the chest. Clasping the elbow or arms, hugging yourself tightly. Holding this pose, breathing into it. If it feels comfortable, gently rock from side to side. This gives us an opportunity for a lovely self-massage. Notice the sensations of release and the core muscle contractions that instigate the movement. Gently rocking, staying in the moment, knowing that life is happening right now. Now release the arms, and one at a time, release each foot back to the floor, slowly stretching back to corpse pose. Our next posture is diagonal knee to chest pose. So again, slowly bending the right knee and mindfully sliding the right heel along the floor until it is close to the buttock, and then raising the right leg and hugging the knee to the chest. This time, gently hugging in the direction of the left shoulder, taking care not to strain the knee. Now, to come out of the pose, slowly release the hands back to the sides. Lower the right foot to the floor, supporting it with a hand if that feels good, and slowly straighten it. We'll do the left side, so slowly bending the left knee and sliding the left heel along the floor, and then raising the left leg, hugging the knee to the chest, gently in the direction of the right shoulder. Holding it there with your hands, enjoying the stretch, careful not to put any pressure on your knee. Slowly release the hands back to your sides. Lower the left foot back to the floor, supporting it with your hands if that feels appropriate, and slowly stretch and straighten it on the floor. We will transition to active child's pose now. The next two poses are kneeling poses. You may want an extra layer of cushioning under your knees. Come to a kneeling position. The toes should be touching and the knees spread slightly apart, if that is comfortable. Lower the torso down to the floor, resting the buttocks on top of the feet, and your head on the floor or a cushion, if the floor is too much of a stretch. You may extend the arms in front of you and enjoy the supported stretch, or place them alongside your torso, palms facing up. Breathe naturally, finding the spaciousness of the breath in the folded body. Child pose is a relaxing pose for many people. You can return to child pose at any time. Now, slowly unfold, rolling the spine upwards, using the hands for support, and return to a kneeling posture for cow-cat pose. If kneeling is not comfortable for you, please do this pose standing, resting the hands on the back of a chair. Position your hands on the floor, straight down from the shoulders, and the knees straight down from the hips. On the exhalation, round your back like a cat, tilting the pelvis and tucking the tailbone between your legs. Release your head and let it hang gently down between your shoulders without cramping your neck. You may gaze at the floor or at your pelvis. On the inhalation, slowly tilt the pelvis forward, dropping the belly towards the floor as the crown of the head and your sitting bones reach for the ceiling. With the rhythm of your own breath, alternate cat and cow postures, always initiating the movement in the tailbone and moving the head last.
Breathe deeply with every inhale and every exhale.
This pose is loosening the spine and attuning the body and breath. Release any tension you can feel, breathing deeply, knowing that you are here, present in this moment, nourishing your mind and body. Now, mindfully, come back to corpse pose, lying on your back, straightening the legs, and relaxing the arms. We will move on to bridge pose with arm stretch now. Still on your back, bend the knees to the ceiling, keeping the feet flat on the floor and your arms at your sides. Inhale, and beginning with the tailbone, curl your spine slowly off the floor, lifting first the buttocks, then your lower and upper back. When the body is elevated, on an inhale, circle the arms overhead on the floor. Breathe naturally, feeling the tension in the thighs, the contact between the shoulders and the floor, noticing your breath. Notice any sensations that arise. Every moment is unique. Every time we assume a posture, think of it with beginner's mind, open, curious, expansive.
On an exhale,
sweep the arms back to your sides and slowly release the bridge posture, uncurling the spine starting from the shoulders and pressing the arms into the floor for support. Try to feel every vertebrae in your back. We'll come back to resting in corpse pose. Next is the laying down twist. If this is not comfortable, do a standing or sitting twist. Lying on your back, clasp your hands behind your neck and bend your knees towards the ceiling. On an exhale, gently let the knees fall to the right, keeping the shoulders flat on the ground. If it is comfortable for you, try placing a small cushion under the right knee, so that the body is both supported and stretched. Release any tension you can feel, keeping your attention on the breath. On an exhale, slowly return the knees to facing up toward the ceiling. And on the next exhale, let them fall gently to the left. Again, keeping the shoulders flat on the floor and using a small cushion for support if you like. On an exhale, slowly return the knees to facing up towards the ceiling
and release your arms to your sides.
We will move directly to a leg stretch. With your knees still bent, keeping your left foot on the ground, with a bent or straight leg, raise the right leg up until the sole of the foot is facing towards the ceilings or thereabout. Breathing naturally, find a level in the stretch that is both challenging and compassionate. Rotate your right foot and ankle 3 times clockwise, and then 3 times counterclockwise. On an exhale, bending the knee, lower the right foot to the floor. On the next exhale, raise the right leg again, this time reaching for it with both hands and pulling the leg toward the head, deeply stretching the hamstrings. If it is comfortable, lift the head toward the raised leg, bending the elbows. On an exhale, release the hands, lower the head slowly to the floor, and bending the knee, Slowly lower the right leg back down to the floor. We will do the leg stretch on the left side, keeping your right foot on the ground. With a bent or straight leg, raise the left leg up until the sole of the foot is facing towards the ceiling. Again, breathing naturally, find a level in the stretch that is both challenging and compassionate, and rotate your left ankle 3 times in each direction. On an exhale, bending the knee, lower the left leg to the floor. On the next exhale, raise the left leg again. This time, reaching for it with both hands and pulling the leg towards the head, deeply stretching. If it is comfortable, lift the head toward the raised leg. On an exhale, release the hands and lower the head slowly to the floor. With a bent leg, slowly lower the left leg back down to the floor, and straightening both legs, we'll rest again in corpse pose. Our next pose is bird dog pose. Please come onto your hands and knees with your arms coming straight down from your shoulders and your knees straight down from your hips. Extend your left leg straight out behind you, level with your hips. And when this feels stable, raise your right arm slightly off the ground. If this continues to feel stable, raise the right arm until it extends out in front of you at shoulder level. Breathing naturally, try to keep the hips level. Be aware of any sensations, the weight of the leg, the strength of the arm. Now release the arms back to the floor and release the legs slowly to the floor and rest for a breath, noticing the effects of extension and balance and accepting your body as it is in this moment. We'll repeat bird dog on the other side. Extend your right leg straight out behind you now, level with your hips. And when this feels stable, raise your left arm. If you can, extending it out in front of you at shoulder level. Again, breathe naturally and focus on any sensations, weight, resistance, feelings of strength. And now release the arm and leg slowly to the floor, returning to corpse pose. Let's roll onto our right side now for a side leg stretch. On your right, with your legs extended and stacked one on top of the other, bend your right arm at the elbow and rest your head in the palm of your right hand, or let the right arm lay flat on the floor, either bent or straight, and let the head rest on top. Place the left hand on the floor at waist level in front of you. On an inhale, slowly raise your left leg, holding it there, feeling the strength in your leg and the muscles that are working. Now exhaling and slowly lowering back down. On the next exhale, mindfully roll to the left side, stacking your legs one on top of the other. Bend your left arm at the elbow and rest the head in the palm of your left hand or on top of the arm flat on the floor. Place the right hand on the floor at waist level in front of you.
On an inhale, slowly raise your right leg.
Feeling the muscles of the inner thigh. Being aware of the breath. Then exhaling and slowly lowering it down and resting in corpse pose. Our next pose is Cobra. Please roll onto your stomach, keeping your legs together and lengthening through the toes. Put your hands alongside the body with the palms facing down at the level of your middle ribs. Your elbows are bent. Press the palms into the floor and roll your shoulders back and down. On an inhale, using the muscles of the upper torso and supporting yourself with your arms, raise your head, shoulders, and chest in a backbend-like motion. Keep the elbows bent, facing straight back, close to the body. As you hold this pose, feel the breath travel from the head to the toes, fully accepting any sensations. On an exhale, release the posture and roll your spine to a resting position on the floor. Let your cheek rest on top of your hands with the head facing sideways.
Now we'll go on to our prone leg stretch.
Placing the chin on the floor, make fists and place the hands under the pubic bone for support. On an inhale, taking good care not to strain the back, raise the head and the right leg, not very high, just a few inches off the floor. And on the next exhale, slowly lower. On the next inhale, raise the head and the left leg, again off the floor just a bit. And on the next exhale, slowly lower. Now, on your next inhale, raise both the head and both legs off the floor. Again, taking care not to strain the back
or the neck
and not lifting very high. On an exhale, slowly lower, and you can either place the hands alongside the body and the head on the floor facing sideways, or let the hands cradle the cheek as you look sideways.
Now we will return to child pose. Please transition mindfully into a kneeling position. From kneeling, lower the torso down to the floor, resting the buttocks on top of the feet and your head on the floor or a cushion. Place the arms alongside you on the floor. Breathe naturally and enjoy the stretch and any sensations that arise. We will end this yoga with a few minutes of corpse pose. Please position the body in a lying down posture that is both comfortable and supported. You may want to cover yourself with a light blanket. Feel the body sink into the mat or whatever is supporting you right now, letting awareness rest on the breath wherever you feel it most clearly. Accepting experience without conditions, knowing that you are opening the mind, cultivating wisdom and compassion. As your breath becomes comfortable, expand awareness to include the whole body, breathing into your fingers and toes, inviting consciousness to expand. Noticing sensations arising and passing. And now expand awareness to notice the mind itself, noticing mental states, thoughts, and emotions. Every moment, a new moment. Every breath, a new breath. Be grateful for this time you have taken for self-nourishment. May you be well, and may your practice be of benefit to everyone you meet. In conclusion, I offer a poem, and I will also ring the bell to signal the end of mindful yoga. Thank you for your practice today. A Blessing by James Wright. Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bound softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom.